This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Sunday the United States is willing to hold unconditional talks with Iran to ease tensions between the two countries, but Tehran held down little hope for those negotiations, VOA's Michael Bowman explains.
For its part, Iran continues to downplay the likelihood of a dialogue with the United States so long as the Trump administration's pressure campaign against the Islamic Nation continues. In an interview aired on ABC's This Week program, Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said President Donald Trump's way of doing things may work in a real estate market, but it does not work in dealing with Iran.
I've said it before, threats against Iran never work. Never threaten an Iranian. Try respect. That may work.
The foreign minister said he likes to keep President Trump guessing about what Iran may or may not do, but stressed that Tehran will not be deterred from operating in the Persian Gulf. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Syrian state media reports that an Israeli airstrike on a Syrian airbase killed one soldier, wounded two others, and destroyed an arms depot. The attack on the T-4 airbase in central Homs province came hours after Israeli airstrikes on the Golan Heights in southern Syria. Israel did not comment on the attack on the airbase, but said that strikes in Golan were a response to Saturday night rocket fire into Israel from Syria. The U.S. State Department says it has updated its immigrant and non-immigrant visa forms to require almost all new applicants to provide 5 years' worth of social media accounts, telephone numbers, email addresses, international travel, and deportation status. This is VOA News. The so-called special relationship between the United States and Britain comes into focus as Britain gears up for U.S. President Donald Trump's state visit beginning Monday. VOA's Patsy Wodak-Skower has more from London.
London is gearing up for U.S. President Donald Trump's state visit beginning June 3rd. He's a controversial figure here. Polls show that the majority of the British public disapprove of him.
I think everything about him is awful. It really is.
Yeah.
He does. And he lies as well. He's very naughty.
How can a president that kind of behaves in the way he does and says the kind of things that he does, like, be allowed, like, into politics? It's just, I think it's ridiculous.
It's quite important that he does come here for US and UK relations. But due to the simple fact that America and the UK have such a great relationship.
Trump has drawn rebuke when he retweeted anti-Muslim videos from a British far-right group and when he accused British intelligence agencies of spying on his election campaign. Still, British officials maintain that the two countries' special relationship remain intact. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, London.
British Airways on Sunday resumed service to Pakistan after a more than decade-long hiatus. BA stopped flying to Pakistan in 2008 after a suicide bombing attack that killed more than 50 people at a Marriott hotel in the capital, Islamabad. The attack was one of many during a period of Islamist militant violence in Pakistan. BA said at the time that it would suspend operation to the South Asian country, declaring that we will not compromise on the safety of our customers, staff, or planes. Security situation has since improved in BA, and it's dispatched its first direct flight from London Heathrow to Islamabad Sunday, becoming the only Western airline to serve Pakistan. The NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has embarked on a two-day visit to North Macedonia, which is expected to become the next country to join the Western Military Alliance. Stoltenberg arrived at Skopje International Airport Sunday and is also being joined by ambassadors from the North Atlantic Council, NATO's main civilian decision-making body. During the visit, they plan to discuss the reform process in North Macedonia with the country's leadership. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.